So here's something that blew my mind. Your body is basically a power plant right now, just sitting there. At rest, you're generating about 100 watts. That's like an LED floodlight running 24/7.
Okay, but where does all that energy actually go? Because if we're generating that much, why aren't we already powering things?
It just escapes as heat. Your body uses most of it for thinking and moving and keeping organs running, and the rest just radiates into the environment. Which is why something like the Mall of America stays at 70 degrees in winter without even trying. 42 million shoppers a year are basically heating it for free.
That's actually a clever observation, but it's also the limit, right? That's passive heat capture. When you start trying to actively extract energy from people, the numbers get way smaller.
Exactly. And Sweden figured this out. Stockholm's main train station captures heat from 250,000 daily travelers and pipes it into an office building next door. It's not powering the city, it's just heating one building.
So the interesting question is, where does this actually work? Because kinetic tiles under footsteps generate 4 to 8 watts per step. That's real, measurable energy. But is that ever going to scale?
They installed solar street lamps in Las Vegas that harvest footsteps. You could theoretically light a few blocks if enough people walk by, but you need a city's worth of foot traffic. And even then, you're talking about supplementing, not replacing.
Here's what bugs me, though. Nightclubs like SWG3 in Glasgow are capturing both kinetic energy and body heat to cool the space. That's clever, but it only works because you have thousands of people moving intensely in one room. It's not a model that transfers anywhere.
Right, and the article basically says this outright. Compared to wind or solar, human energy is tiny and scattered. You can't build infrastructure around it at scale.
So where's the actual opportunity? Because there has to be one. Otherwise, why is anyone still exploring this?
Small wearables. A Swiss startup is making thermoelectric watches that harvest the temperature difference between your skin and the watch face. Self-powered hearing aids. Pacemakers that run off heartbeats. That's where the real potential is.
Now that makes sense. You're not trying to power a city. You're trying to eliminate the battery in a device you're already wearing. Even tiny amounts of energy become useful.
And there are literally billions of people. Even if each person generates only a fraction of a watt for a wearable, the aggregate is, well, it's not nothing.
But that only works if the technology actually gets there, if piezo fibers sewn into clothing can actually charge a phone. A lot of these concepts are still pretty speculative.
Yeah, so the real takeaway is your body isn't powering your house, but it might power your watch someday, and that's probably fine.